Greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
Sister Amen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You got your notes ready?
I do.
You got your thoughts ready?
I got them right here.
You got your mind ready?
Yes.
All right. What are we going to talk about today? Greetings, everybody. We hope you're all doing well. We had an interesting day.
We did.
We traveled to get to our town where our preach was going to be, where our event was going to be. And it turned out the event was not what they said it was going to be. It was supposed to be a kind of food event, eclipse event, because there's an eclipse coming in the area Monday. And turned out there was like
one food truck
and no people there.
Yeah.
So we looked at each other and said, okay, maybe we need to get down the road. So we decided to leave there, and we were okay with that. And we headed down the road to another town, and go ahead.
It was beautiful travel.
Oh, yeah, beautiful travel. Beautiful weather, beautiful travel.
Uh-huh.
So we headed down the road to another town, and this town turned out to be one super puny.
After being
in Florida all winter with millions of people around, now we know we're in a less populated area, but this town's super puny, and we don't mind small towns, but
this is, like, extra small.
The internet here is, like, non-existent. We feel like we're going back to the 1980s.
Yeah.
So it put us in quite a challenging situation, and we had to kind of rethink our whole weekend plan. What do you think about that, Sister Amen?
Yeah, you said something that I thought was pretty good. You said this is going to be good for us because we'll learn how to slow down and be content.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about that. You know, we're always, like, going, events, people, witnessing, online. And we always have a whole lot to do, which is awesome. But then all of a sudden, our flesh kind of goes, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Not our flesh, but our spirit, the whole thing is like,
well,
hey,
your flesh can too.
We're slowing down. What's going on?
You look forward to an event, you're all ready to go, and then the event falls out, and then you're like, okay, now what?
Yeah,
and
so it was good.
I think it made us realize, again, we often have to realize this, keep the first things first.
Yeah.
Faith in the Lord, and then everything else flows out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
And whatever we do is in addition to just being in and of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like being married. Everything that you do together is in addition to you being together and committed to each other. Going for a walk is nice. Going for a drive is nice. Doing ministry is nice. But for a marriage, it's about the marriage. For serving the Lord, it's about the faith and serving
the
Lord.
That's the base. Yeah.
So I had a couple scripture verses about, I guess I had to just think about it today a little bit as we took a walk and we were trying to rethink what we were going to do. Being flexible and walking in the spirit, not the flesh, so we don't get disappointed.
Right.
Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So if we're walking in the spirit, it shouldn't be a big deal. If we have to alter our plans, end up somewhere where we don't either want to be or didn't think we were going to be there, and maybe things are a little bit harder, your car might break down, whatever could happen. If you're walking in the spirit, that shouldn't be a big deal. What do you think, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I agree on that. Of course, the flesh is always there, but if you're in the spirit, you're going to learn how to quickly put the flesh in its place.
Yeah, the flesh can come in and take control.
Yeah, we don't want
control your mood, can bring you down. It can make you not be ready for ministry that might be presented. We'll talk about
right,
that in a
exactly,
minute.
Exactly, yeah.
You got any scripture verses to share with us?
Yeah, I do. I was thinking about this one, you know, because we're talking about we're always doing so much and going, and it seems like our life is kind of like a fast-paced life.
Kind of a blur.
Yeah, and then when something
it's
like
all about
this
ministry.
Happens, oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. And I'm not complaining, I'm just stating a fact, that's what it was. And then today to find out, you know, it's a small town, not quite what we're thinking. We could get some Wi-Fi, but that's even slow, and we're kind of limping along.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, I was thinking about Mary and Martha, Luke 10:40-42. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she should help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary is chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about just,
she put her priorities right.
Yeah. And stopping and being and remembering to kind of like go back to ground zero, so you got a chance to evaluate yourself, just be in the Lord.
Yeah.
And then just kind of go from there again. It actually, it was once our flesh was quickly like put in order, you know, this is what we got, this is what we're gonna do, then it was like awesome.
Well,
it's good to kill kill some flesh and get our minds straight.
Yeah, I think if we were honest, probably one of our worst weaknesses is we're not good at stopping and doing nothing. We always like to be striving in ministry, working online, witnessing, holding signs. We always like to be doing something for the Lord. And we're not real good at saying, you know what, let's not do anything and let's just sit and rest. Because we enjoy what we do.
Oh, I know, yeah.
But I think there is good reasons to... I mean, we rest every day in the Lord, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm talking about taking a whole weekend off and not doing as much as we normally would. That's really not our pattern. We like to labor. We really like to make full proof of our ministry. Not that somebody who doesn't do it every weekend isn't making full proof, but that's just how we're called to do it. So this is a good thing for us every once in a while to get kind of thrown, I'm going to just say, thrown off spiritual balance a little bit.
That's a good way to put it.
So that we can find our steady feet again and figure out where we're going to go from here, what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, and I liked what you said. Not everybody's called to have the same kind of ministry.
No, everybody's
ours
different.
Happens to be this, and we just kind of get in that mode. Kind of like rolling down the road at 55, and all of a sudden it says 15 miles an hour. You're like, hey, what happened?
Yeah, so when things don't go as you plan, the flesh can come in and take control. We want to guard against that. And then I wanted to talk about being content, which I think we are, but I think everybody can get better at it. Being content no matter where you are, what you're doing in the Lord, that's in the Lord. We're not talking about being lazy and slothful. Content in the Lord. Famous verse, 1 Timothy 6:6-8. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therefore be content. So, yeah, we want to do this. We hope to do this. James says you should say, if the Lord wills, you'll do this. But beyond that, we got to be careful planning too much of our own life. And when it doesn't happen, then we get maybe disappointed, maybe let down a little bit. I think we're good at guarding against that, but it can happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah. I think
so you got to be careful.
This turned out to be really awesome.
Yeah, it's worked out really well so far. Mm-hmm. Any other verses, Sister Emma?
Oh, yeah. I have like two of them. I was thinking Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Yeah.
And then this one I was just kind of thinking because we had to slow down. I always think of this verse when it comes to being a slower, quieter life or something. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. And that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And I think of that verse, you know, like when we're on the homesteads and our life was slower and quieter. And a day like today, it turned out to be kind of a little bit slower, a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's kind of
And I was thinking, it wasn't long ago, we were in Florida with millions of people all around us. And we were like, oh, we can't wait to get to a slower pace. Well, we've been out of that for a while. We've been doing ministry. Now we got to a slower pace and we're like, we're ready to keep going. So we got to make sure that we're ready for the times and the places God puts us and not doing it ourselves.
Yeah, kind of like you got to lay on the brakes and you squeal a little bit and come to a stop. And you're like...
Yeah. But God is faithful, and I want to read this verse and then tell you a little story. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, and in the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. You could say disappointments when ministry doesn't go right.
Mm-hmm.
For when I am weak, then I am strong. I wanted to share this. No sooner did we leave that other event, drive a ways, get to this little podunky town with no internet, and we pulled up to a place to go do some business, and a young man walked up to me. We weren't there 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Saw our gospel signs. He walked up, and we ended up talking for half an hour. He truly was a seeker. We had some differences, but he was respectful. He listened. He said he'd email me, send me some resources to look at, and he would look at my resources. And it was like, yeah, we were supposed to be right here.
It's pretty
so,
awesome.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out perfect, so that kind of settled me, put me at peace with that other thing not working out. Sometimes I'm hard on myself. I'm like, oh, I should have looked into the other event further, but you can only do so much research till you get there and then see what it is. But yeah, God had us right where we were supposed to be. So I rejoice in that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. Praise God.
Any other verses, Sister Emma?
No, not on that, but I just had another thought.
Go for it.
Well, you kind of mentioned about the eclipse.
Yep.
What was it I was telling you this morning? I was like marveling over this. The town that we just left, we had to go through that town anyway on our travels as we're going. So we didn't go out of our way for the one that didn't have the event going like we thought it would. But while we were in there, we're kind of looking at some of the things going on there, and I saw the news blurb in that town, and they showed pictures and had this big news thing about how all the residents got to, they're getting together to clean up the town because people are going to be coming in from the outside to go see the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I kept telling Brother Tupos, I was like, so they just let it be that way all the time, but they all of a sudden clean it up. Yeah. And so I was thinking about that, you know, it's kind of, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but we all have to watch our witness. You know, we don't want to like hurry up and clean up our witness when somebody's watching.
Yeah.
Because what does it kind of make us?
Hypocrites.
Like, we're trying to, trying to be maybe look like something that we're not.
Yeah, it's outward lip service and outward action Christianity, not inward.
Exactly. So that's, I was kind of thinking about that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and it turned out good because later in the day we took a walk and we walked all around and we scouted for what could be in this town, and we found a place tomorrow that we think we can work online. Lots of traffic, so I'm sure we'll get to witness.
Oh, yeah.
Really good Wi-Fi there, so we'll be able to work on our ministry online.
Yeah.
And then we've got a place where we think we'll be able to fly signs when the eclipse happens. We just kind of want to be out flying signs when that eclipse happens. We really don't care about the eclipse, but we just want to be flying gospel signs that day. And so we think we found a place for that, so we'll see how it all goes. We don't have tomorrow yet, but we'll see how it all works out.
Yeah, and the place we're looking at flying signs just happens to be at an intersection real close to here of a road that goes all the way through the area. So let's see. Maybe there'll be lots of people there. We'll see.
It's supposed to be lots of people coming through the area for the eclipse. We shall see.
Well, yeah, let's see.
Yeah, we'll see. By the way, I did an audio. I did an audio on the eclipse yesterday. You can listen to it. The eclipse has nothing to do with end times, Christ's return, Bible prophecy. This is a natural occurring event that happens often, but it is an amazing event to see God's creation, see the sun, the moon, and the earth all line up. But had nothing to do with end time Bible prophecy.
And I just wrote a sister's post, just a little bit, some thoughts on the eclipse about the brighter light, like Christ, and the lesser light being like Satan. So
yeah, and I'm doing a teaching today on that theme about spiritual eclipses.
Yeah.
About what can block your light.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'll be doing a teaching on that. So no matter what happens, we're going to be content. We're going to know the Lord, serve the Lord, and just do what we can where we are till we move on somewhere else.
Amen.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. So we hope that blessed you thinking about that in your own life, whether you're in ministry or not in ministry. Take your life in the Lord how it should be taken. Walk in the Spirit. Don't be disappointed. You can plan, but don't be discouraged when things don't work out, and trust in the Lord. And we have found that if you're ready, he puts you usually right where he needs you to be.
Yeah, and you know what? Thankfulness overcomes much.
Yeah, thankfulness.
And it helps readjust your focus.
Yep, amen, amen. All right, we love y'all. We're going to leave it right there. Remember, this is a good point to remember, my young brother just got to his town where he's going to be working all summer. He had to leave us and he traveled. And he was out flying signs on his own in the gospel street, in the street with gospel signs. And it made me think about this, making full proof of your ministry. We just talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay to be content. It's good to be content. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay to not be doing ministry all the time. But it's also important, balance here. Make sure you're making foolproof your ministry. And I think that really means, what has God called you to do? Are you practiced at it? Are you ready to give an answer, 1 Peter 3:15? Are you diligent at it? And are you every day serving the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving him, serving him? So that's kind of my admonition to you. What do you think of that, Sister Robin?
I like that, because anybody can take those points and put them in the life that they're called.
Yeah.
There's many different lives out there. And if I'm speaking to women, it'd be married, unmarried, servants working in the world, raising children. You take those points and put them in each one of them.
Yeah, what
don't
can
try
you
to make
best
your life into what somebody else is.
Yeah, what can you best do to serve the Lord right where you are? And if you want to be somewhere else, plan for it, pray about it, and work towards it. But what can you do right there?
Amen. And let God be the leader of it all.
Yeah. And we're going to make the best of it right where we are. And we've always done that. And God's put us in ministry. God's made a way for us. God puts people in our path. And so we're thankful for that, and that's what we're going to strive to do today. If we get tomorrow, and the next day.
And keep doing it and doing it. Amen. Just like the sun comes up and goes down.
Amen.
Each day.
So we love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area. We're adding stuff. We are getting the internet to work. We are adding stuff today.
And
check out the edification page. There'll be some more stuff there. And if we have good internet at this other place, there'll be a lot more coming up tomorrow. So
right. Amen.
Check it all out. Seek the kingdom. Love you all.
May God be praised.